patient's first name is Jamie, J-A-M-I, last name H-O-O-K-E-R, date of birth 09-04-84, date of encounter 05-29-24, history of present illness, history, patient is a well-appearing 39-year-old obese female with multiple complaints today. I've stated symptoms that she has reoccurring bacterial vaginosis, last one was 6 months ago, wants to be treated with the same medication she was given before. Also states that after treatment she usually gets a yeast infection, and she'd like to be treated for that also. Also states she thinks she has a UTI and wants to do a UA. Other than that, she also has a chronic history of low back pain with left-sided sciatica with unknown triggers, no known trauma in the history. Has been treated with gabapentin with 4 to 5 flare-ups a year, where she states she gets a steroid injection and a Toradol injection, and that usually helps. Next paragraph, medical history, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, asthma, obesity. Next paragraph, diabetes as well. Next paragraph, surgical history, gastric sleeves, skin cancer removal, cholecystectomy. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, patient reports that she does vape. Next paragraph, physical exam, well-appearing, no acute distress patient. EENT exam, as eyes are normal, ears are normal, throat normal with no edema. Neck is supple with no thyroid enlargement. Respiratory system is normal breath sounds. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs or gallops. Abdominals, non-tender. No rebound, no rigidity. No CVA. Skins, no lesions or rashes. Extremities, full range of motion. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. We'll treat for the sciatica with Rocephin and Toradol in clinic, and then a Medrol dose pack to be continued. The next presumptive treatment for BV, patient declined pelvic, and we'll also treat the yeast infection post-BV treatment as well. Discuss patient's need for follow-up with OB and discharged in stable condition. All questions answered. Thank you. Bye.